Ooh, it's the Pretenders. Oh, that's exciting. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. Good morning, sir. Always a pleasure to have you.
Delighted to be here, Joe.
All right. Where would you like to be? You saw a movie called Crawl.
Yes, because frankly, I am so worn out by the bloated summer movies that I thought, you know what? There's a little genre film, a little horror film about humans versus alligators in a hurricane, and it's 87 minutes long. The Lion King is 2 hours and 1 minute.
Yes.
That's a half an hour I'm never getting back. So I decided I'll go see Crawl.
Well, arguably, it's 2 hours you'll never get back.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
Go ahead.
Barry Pepper plays a man who gets trapped in a, he's injured. He's trapped in a crawl space under his house. There's a hurricane. His college-age daughter, who's a swimmer, comes to rescue him, but there are two alligators in the crawl space too. And then for the next 80 minutes, it's trying not to get chomped. Chomp, chomp, chomp. And the looters get chomped, and the cops who come to rescue them get chomped. But they persevere. And you know what made me in the end say I like the movie? There's a dog, and the dog doesn't get eaten.
Well, there you go.
There you go. The cute dog survives.
Well, then all's not lost in our world.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's the film.
That makes it a feel-good movie, pretty much.
All right. Let's talk about what's happening on area stages. And that brings us to Northampton, Massachusetts, beginning tonight.
Yes, tonight at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton at 7 o'clock. It's the Quaby Sisters. They're a fiddle trio, and they play Western Swing. I love Western Swing.
Yeah.
That Bob Wills style stuff, like, you know, it's just wonderful.
Excellent.
And then also, there's a lot going on tonight, actually. Tonight at SPAC, it's the Brad Paisley World Tour.
You know, I want to go see this tour. I want to go, and I can't find anybody to go with. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Now, maybe someone will email me and say they want to go with me.
See? See? Anyone listening?
I'll get the ticket. I want to go. I just can't find anyone to go with me. All right. And Chris Lane and Riley Green, and I don't know who they are.
Up-and-comers. You know how those country tours work.
I know how tours work. Yeah.
7:30 p.m. Also tonight at 8 o'clock at the Palace Theater in Albany, the great Patton Oswalt. And there are a few seats left.
Patton Oswalt, that would be great.
Mostly up in the balcony.
Tonight at 8 o'clock. All right.
But it's a lovely balcony. I love to sit up there.
By the way, did I just ask for a date on the air?
I think you did. Yeah.
Wow. My life has turned really pathetic. Go ahead.
Tomorrow night at the music you were playing all through the opening this morning's discussion.
The Pretenders. No.
No,
what?
No.
The Our Native Daughters.
The Rhiannon Giddens.
That's
show.
Right. During the panel. Yes.
Yeah,
right.
During the panel. It's Rhiannon Giddens, Allison Russell, Layla McCullough, Amethyst Kia. They're going to be at the Egg Friday at 8 o'clock. African-American banjo players playing music of the 17th, 18th, and 19th century. It's pretty moving, gripping stuff. And then, of course, the Pretenders, Friday night at Courtyard D, Mass Mocha, 8 o'clock, rain or shine, but it's going to shine.
Oh,
the weather's supposed to be good.
Deborah Harry was there last year and it just poured.
Yeah.
So this is good.
The weather forecast looks good for this.
Good for them. Yeah.
And then also Friday night, things are going to get fabulous at the Palace. 8 o'clock Friday with a Midsummer Sleigh with queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, sort of a fashion show lip syncing extravaganza. This is Saturday night at the Tannery Pond Concerts out in New Lebanon, at Mount Lebanon Shaker Village. It's an actual tannery, former tannery.
Nice.
Juho Pojonen, pianist. He's going to play the music of Rameau, Scriabin, and Beethoven. I'm sorry if I murdered your name. Monday night at 8 o'clock at the Opelka Gallery at Sage College of Albany, it's going to be Eef Barsley. He's the leader of the indie group Clem Snide. So it's classic indie rock. They've been around since the 90s. Troy's Rockin' on the River at Riverfront Park Wednesday at 5 o'clock. It's going to be the great Cuban percussionist singer Pedrito Martinez. Sten and Maria Z, who are local and very lovely, are going to open. And then Wednesday night at 7, it's the opening of the Philadelphia Orchestra at SPAC. The dance group Philodanka is going to perform also. It's Rimsky-Korsakov, Sibelius, Ravel, sort of a mashup of two waltz-themed pieces, and Tchaikovsky, and that, of course, SPAC, 7 o'clock. There'll be a cannon and fireworks. And
there'll be a cannon.
There'll be a cannon.
and then new movies.
Well, there's a documentary, Marianne and Leonard, Words of Love, about the woman who inspired Leonard Cohen to write So Long, Marianne.
Oh, all right.
And then Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's getting good reviews. I mean, I hated his last two movies, so I'm a little wary. The last one was The Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't like Django Unchained either, really.
Yeah.
But I'm optimistic about this. I'm going to go just because I want to see. He recreated Hollywood Boulevard in 1969.
But don't you agree that even a bad Tarantino movie is still better than most?
With Django, I would say yes, but The Hateful Eight, I mean, if Jennifer Jason Leigh and Walton Goggins weren't in it, I honest to heaven, I was glad they all died. Every single one of them.
Well, our friend Sean Stone is here telling us what's on area stages and screens. You can see the entire list by going to WAMC.org/roundtable, WAMC.org/roundtable. All right, sir. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.